Well, hello everyone, welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandma Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you via an invitation where applicable. I teach your smice, Peter and Paul, each and every day, forever and ever. Continue paying it forward. We're growing exponentially with your help in doing so. We're here daily times three audio shows, now in our sixth year. Our YouTube offering is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Like us, give us a thumbs up, share us. More importantly, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. We have two probing questions in all descriptions of all of my shows. Looking for your interaction by leaving voicemail messages at my voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Both when we do have in-studio guests and, of course, filling the fodder for daily shows now 6 years and running to continue to stay fresh, hopefully perceived as such. Today, we'll be here for about 30 minutes, and this will be a prelude show to what will be the ninth appearance by friend Byron Athene, psychotherapist from over in the big pond across the way, over in the United Kingdom, and will prelude what we will be talking about for subject matter when he gets here to do so. When that taping will be, I believe it's April 25th, last Thursday of the month, when he actually gets in studio to do so. So we're going to have some fun with things I've done before in the way of magnetic memory method techniques with mnemonics. And I'm going to play the duality of both Byron and myself virtually. He's not here with me today. We'll do a mnemonic and have some fun with that and highlight what's going to be the topic and the subject matter for his next visit. And we'll get to that after a short 10-second break, and we'll be right back to do so, and we'll be here for about 30 minutes. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here, and let's take a look at the subject at hand and how we're going to do it today as far as a magnetic memory technique mnemonic, where I'm going to assume both roles, my own and Byron as the virtual guest before his next actual in-studio guest appearance, which will still be virtual as far as time of taping, because so far I haven't been able to swim across the ocean or himself. I teased Byron a little tiny bit. But I'm going to try to overview what we'll talk about when Byron does get here to do so. So I'm going to take a deep calming breath, and I'm trying to tune in a little bit with my holographs a little bit as we speak to try envisioning this pretty much off the cuff. So the power of Stoicism, maximizing happiness and minimizing suffering, from ancient Greece to modern therapy, how Stoicism can help you right now today. REBT versus events, why your opinions matter more than what happens. In reality, in a couple of weeks, when Byron's really here with me, that will be his ninth appearance. Today is the prelude show to that. So ninth time appearance, ninth time will be the charm. Byron Athene returns to discuss Stoicism's secrets to happiness. Can you control your emotions? Grandpa Bill and Byron Athene debate, not really debate, although it's healthy in and of itself, healthy fodder in exchange. Himself, for sure, the expert as the psychotherapist. Myself as the psycho, I kid a little bit, as the moderator of the show. Upset by life? It's not what happens, it's your opinions. Byron Athene. Remember to consider, this is virtual, with myself assuming both roles in the prelude, and then we'll button it all up when Byron gets here to tie it all into a nice little flow that our shows, if I do say so myself, and it's very indicative and contributory to Byron, the flow and tenure and tempo of our shows seem to be really good. And it's basically because Byron segues in, we kind of do a follow-up of these preludes and the now archival shows times eight, and he usually goes for however long or short it takes to decipher and talk about and dissertate on the subject at hand. Then we have a set of questions near the end, some per my suggestion, some that he's answering of his own volition, and hopefully a few that you folks are interacting at the message board. We'd love to have your interchange. And Byron and I have talked about that live on air. You can contact either himself directly, and he'll reiterate that and reaffirm that when he gets here. And for sure, by leaving messages at the voicemail message board and answering our two probing questions in the description of today's show, for instance. Okay, deep calming breath. Thank you. That's kind of an overview for those of you that have no conception of what I'm going to do next. Don't let that scare you. Point of reference, magnetic memory method, if you're not familiar. There's many archival shows about me doing the program in and of itself. Now, about 17 months in on that program in retirement as part of my bucket list. But I actually did, back at the holiday season, several mnemonics like this premise where I have virtual guests in studio. Mostly embraced around the Christmas Carol and Mr. Magoo playing Scrooge. As a 21st century man, y'all seem to like those that listened in. And thank you for that. That will give you an overview for those that might be coming in new, or if you wanted to revisit it archivally. That's the basics of what we're about to entertain here. Only Byron is going to be the virtual guest. And yeah, you're still stuck with me as the moderator. Okay, so deep calming breath, and here we go. As if Byron was here to be introduced, here we go. Hey Byron, welcome back for what's now your ninth appearance, and you're going to expand upon for us momentarily what we outlined in the description of today's show. So Byron, welcome aboard. I'm going to let you kind of segue right in and take it away. Byron speaking. Well, it's fantastic to have you back, Byron. Last time we delved deep into the practical applications of mindfulness. This time we're turning the clock back a bit and exploring the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. What first drew you to the teachings of the Stoics? And thanks, Byron. Take it away and we'll let you expand upon that a little bit. Okay, now Byron, myself being. And the two questions for him, getting a little bit ahead of myself. In your experience, myself asking him the question, what are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about Stoicism? And how can our listeners who are new to Stoicism begin incorporating its principles into their daily lives? While I'm at it, let's revisit the questions for yourselves in the description of the show. Let's turn the tables. How many of you out there have heard of Stoicism before? Raise your hand, you know, if listening, especially when Byron joins us for real. I believe that's the 25th of April without looking, last Thursday of the month. On that platform, when, you know, the audience interaction or your invitation to do so, and we'd love to have your responses and interaction at that time. So, questions for the audience. Have you ever struggled with negative emotions or self-defeating thoughts? What are some of the biggest challenges you face in maintaining emotional well-being, if you care to share? And of course, you can do it anonymously. If you care to leave your names or something like that, all the better. If you are delved and experienced in the subject, for sure, reach out to me. We can use your questions, your observations, your books, where applicable, if you want to be a guest on my show. Also through the message board. Okay, so We also have heard from listeners a little tiny bit behind the scenes now, a couple of times, indirectly and directly through my blogs and so forth. That's great. Who want to improve their emotional well-being. So, Byron, what are some resources, books, exercises, online communities that you'd recommend for those interested in learning more about Stoicism and putting it into action? Let's take that deep, calming breath, 10-second break, and when we come back, we'll jump right in. It'll be Byron and myself virtually, and we'll finish it up with an extended, 15-20 minute segue right in to making it about a 30-minute episode. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back. Deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. This will be our segue out for about another 20 minutes or so. Very deep calming breath. Welcome, Byron. Welcome back for your 8th appearance. Byron Athene is a counselor, certified mindset coach, clinical supervisor, and trainer. He offers various services, including coaching packages, therapy approaches, and testimonials. Some of the testimonials mention Byron's ability to help clients achieve inner peace, understanding themselves better, and maximizing their potential. You can find out all about their reviews of Byron and more about Byron at byronathene.com. He will actually be on my BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour later this month. And this will be his 9th appearance when he's here to do so. And he and I are host and co-host moderators of these 8 previous shows. This will be his 9th appearance, and we'll be discussing the following: the origin of Stoicism, which is an early Greek philosophy starting around the 3rd century BC. One of the main principles is that we should be living virtuous lives and should be at all times maximizing positive emotions and minimizing negative ones. It's aimed at creating a framework to do this automatically. It was one of the first philosophies that spread the idea of emotional responsibility. That is, we are responsible for how we think, feel, and behave. This is still Grandpa Bill as Grandpa Bill, but these are actually Byron's notes to myself on what we probably will indeed talk about and how we're going to talk about it when he gets here to do so. So thanks for being patient. A little bit more to try to paint the ambiance of what we're going to attempt to do here in closing. More from Byron's notes directly. Famous Stoics were Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus. It was used by a psychoanalyst, Robert Ellis, to create a new type of therapy called Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, or REBT. REBT is the original form of CBT, or Cognitive Behavior Therapy. REBT is pretty much a contemporary version of Stoicism. One of the famous Stoics, Epictetus, spelt E-P-I-C-T-E-T-U-S, apologies, bad day on pronunciation, has a quote that sums up the REB/CBT approach, and that is, people are disturbed not by events, but the views which they take to them. So it's not what happens that upsets us, but our opinion. Okay, the power of Stoicism, maximizing happiness and minimizing suffering, from ancient Greece to modern therapy, how Stoicism can help you today. REBT versus events, why your opinion matters more than what happens. 9th time is the charm. Byron Athene returns to discuss Stoicism's secrets to happiness. Can you control your emotions? Grandpa Bill and Byron Athene talk Stoicism. Upset by life, it's not what happens, It's your opinion. Byron Athene. Remember to consider all of this being virtual here as a prelude, again, as an overview. People are not disturbed by things, but by the views which they take of them, Epictetus. Okay, here we go. Welcome back, everyone, to the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing, our virtual prelude show. I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. Buckle up. This month, we've got a legend returning for his ninth appearance in a couple of weeks. In reality, the one and only Byron Athene. He's here with me virtually, Byron myself, assuming both roles. Questions for Byron. Byron, it's fantastic to have you back. Last time we delved into the practical applications of mindfulness, the A, B to Z set. And this time we're turning back the clock at a bit and exploring the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. What first drew you to teachings of the Stoics? Couple more questions for Byron to revisit them. In your experience, what are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about Stoicism? How can listeners who are new to Stoicism begin incorporating its principles into their daily lives? Again, a couple of questions for you guys in the audience and gals. Let's turn the tables. How many of you out there have heard of Stoicism before? Again, raise your hands when Byron's here in a couple of weeks to help us answer them. In reality, and here at the voicemail message now. Board at the BH Sales Count Capitalistic Killing Hour. Have you ever struggled with negative emotions or self-defeating thoughts? What are some of the biggest challenges you face in maintaining emotional well-being? A deeper dive with Byron. Byron, some of the audience mentioned they struggle with negativity. Can you share a specific Stoic principle or practice that can help us shift our perspective and manage negative emotions? Continuing the conversation, we also heard from listeners who want to improve their emotional well-being. Byron, what are some resources, books, exercises, online communities, for sure your own, that you would recommend for those interested in learning more about Stoicism and putting that into action? Expanding on Byron's notes and show ideas, is which we just embraced, building on Epictetus' quote. Let's unpack a powerful quote from Stoic philosopher, again, Epictetus. People are not disturbed by things, by the views which they take of them. This means our emotions and reactions aren't caused by external events, but by the stories we tell ourselves about those events. Introducing the ABC model. Grandpa Bill, that's exactly right, Byron. And to bridge the gap between ancient wisdom and modern psychology, let's talk about a framework called the ABC model, developed by psychoanalyst Albert Ellis, heavily influenced by Stoicism. Breaking down the ABC model, A, this stands for activating event. It's any situation, past, present, or future, that triggers a reaction. For example, losing your job. Activating event, that's the A. B, this represents our beliefs that the event, here's where the Stoic people or principle comes in. It's your belief that this is catastrophic, or it is a catastrophe in and of itself. I'll never find another job, or this is a setback, but I have skills and resilience. There are the consequences. C, are the consequences. They include your emotions, anxiety, despair, behaviors, withdrawing, blaming, thoughts, focusing on negativity, and even physical symptoms, headaches, stomach aches, everything. Shifting the focus. Myself, as the moderator, many people get stuck in the A to C thinking pattern, where events dictate their emotions and actions. The ABC model highlights that our beliefs, the B model, are the crucial link. By changing our beliefs, we can change our emotional consequences. C. Byron, can you share some practical Stoic techniques listeners can use to challenge unhelpful beliefs and cultivate more empowering ones when faced with activating events? For our listeners, have you ever noticed a connection between your thoughts about a situation and your emotional response? Share your experiences at the voicemail message board. Explore specific Stoic practices like journaling, visualization, and focusing on what you can control. Recommend resources like books by Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, or Epictetus. online courses, or Stoic communities. Encourage listeners to experiment with the ABC model and share their progress on the show's social media. Stoicism, Epictetus, ABC Soft Emotions, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, Byron Athene, BA Sales, Kennel Kelp, Grandpa Bell, Emotional Resistance Mindset Shift, Beyond Events, How Your Thoughts Shape Your Emotions with Byron Athene, The ABCs of Stoicism, Mastering Your Emotions with Byron Athene, Like a Stoic, Think Like One, Unlocking Happiness with the ABC Model. Byron, that ABC model is a powerful tool. You mentioned Ellis identified different types of emotions. Can you elaborate on the concept of unhealthy and healthy negative emotions? Myself as Byron. Byron, retorting, absolutely. Ellis identified 16 negative emotions, 8 of which are considered unhealthy. These include depression, anger, hurt, anxiety, guilt, shame, unhealthy envy, and unhealthy jealousy. Unhealthy versus healthy emotions. The key difference lies in our underlying beliefs. Unhealthy negative emotions stem from rigid demands about how things should, in quotation marks, be. When these demands aren't met, we experience intense negativity that can be paralyzing. Byron Athene continued, for example, we used this example. I suggested it to Byron. Byron retorting on it. If you lose your job, that's an activating event, the A activating event. You might have the demand that you must have a secure job for your self-worth. If this demand isn't met, you could spiral into depression, unhealthy negative emotion. Myself, that makes sense, Byron. But what about the healthy counterparts? Myself, as Byron virtually, until he gets here to expand upon it himself. This is the magnetic memory method virtual mnemonic. Okay, Byron retorting. The good news is there are healthy counterparts to lose these emotions and counterparts to these emotional emotions. Let me try to say that again. Byron retorting. The good news is there are healthy counterparts to these emotions. They arise from flexible preferences rather than rigid demands. With the same job loss scenario, you might have the preference for stable employment, but not a demand. This could lead to the healthy emotion of sadness, which motivates you to job search. Healthy negative emotions. These include sadness, frustration, disappointment, concern / worry, remorse, and regret. It's part of the human equation. They can be healthy to feel them, touch them, experience them, and get over them, which takes time. They signal a need for change, but don't leave you feeling helpless. When and if you surrender Dorothy to a very large degree, that's Grandpa Bill interjecting that. Byron Athene continued, remember, feeling a healthy negative emotion is a sign you're engaged with the situation and more likely to find a solution. Unhealthy emotions keep you stuck in negativity. So phasing out here, Grandpa Bill, as myself, Byron, this is a fantastic. Listeners, pay attention to your beliefs, all respect in doing so, surrounding challenges and challenging situations. They are demands or preferences. By shifting to a more flexible mindset, you can navigate those challenges with greater emotional resilience. We will be continuing this with Byron when he gets here to do so. So we'll sign off as Byron. Thanks, Byron, for being here today. Byron retorting. Thanks, Bill. Looking forward to seeing you next time with more exciting topics and subjects. And I would reiterate, Byron speaking, please, anyone that has questions, if you feel comfortable, whichever way it is, you can most assuredly reach out to myself, ByronAthene.com or ByronAthene@gmail.com, or leave the voicemail messages per Grandpa Bill's suggestion at the voicemail message board at these shows. Thanks, Bill. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody, and may God bless. Grab Bill for signing off here. We'll delve deeper into Stoic practices and managing emotions with Byron in the full episode later in this month when he's here to do so in reality. Stay tuned for that, and in the meantime, share your thoughts on identifying your underlying beliefs at the voicemail message board at the show. Stoicism, Byron theme, emotional intelligence, healthy mindset, negative emotions, healthy emotions, BH sales, kennel cult, holistic healing hour, Grandpa Bill, cognitive flexibility, demands versus preferences, the key to healthy emotions with Byron Athene, feeling stuck, unleash the power of healthy negative emotions with Byron Athene, stoic wisdom for modern life, mastering your emotions, continuing with Byron Athene, coming up in future episodes. Deep calming breath, everyone. Thanks for joining us as each and every day. We're blessed to be members of large intuitive groups with huge memberships in different categories, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. I've been blessed to have this show have global exposure that's due to yourselves by interacting, keeping us fresh, keeping us having fodder. Who have you liked? What got you here? Thank you. In both accounts, what's keeping you here? Hopefully. Thank you. And what fodder would you, what aren't we addressing? What situations are you experiencing in all these subjects that we always cover in the broad scope? Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Everybody knows people now, no matter where you are, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, contemplating what's it all about, Alfie? Who wouldn't be contemplated? You know, up against it, anxiety, depressed. What we don't want to do and we don't do here. We don't spiral out of control in a vortex. We try to self-maintain and not get warped into the vortex of the monkey madness and the monkey mindset. We support all animals, wild animals, being driven out of their environments worldwide. Domestic and feral rescue pets, for sure. And wild animals, but domestic pets, the same challenges, good foods, clean medicines, harder and harder challenges for them, their people, the plants, and this planet. Hopefully continuing to be perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as the porcelain junction box. Again, thanking one and all where applicable that are here by our invitation. Some of you formulating teams at my other shows, thank you for that, as they pertain to business and in life, main mentor moments. We'll get to those at those shows, at the other three versions, audio. Once again, YouTube channel, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Like us, share us, give us a thumbs up. Subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. We grow one star seed at a time. Networking together, the patchwork quilt that apothecary, holistic apothecary, and integrative medicine is. We grow together, the multi-pieced jigsaw puzzle snapping together, not only in synchronicity, but synergistically with the many modalities in the history of the world that continue to heal. No claims, no cures, yet. We're here each and every day. Please do join us. Those of you that do continue to do so, we'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.